Yeah. And a dog.
They have a bull and a doctor.
A dog.
Yes.
And the captain.
Yes. And what happens to them? What do they do?
Tell us that story, you know.
The story. The estate manager, he had a bull, and the bull took sick. And he called the veterinary doctor.
Yeah.
And the doctor had knocked him. Right? The doctor had knocked him, so the city man playing the doctor, he's up with the stick. And and he's coming up to his arm to be a doctor thing. And he gave the medicine and so on.
Yeah.
And he gave injection to the bull revive himself. And he came running after the body man, the bull came alive. And start chasing him.
Running people up and down. Yeah. People running from somebody like themselves with hand and either run up and down.
This was something that took place supposedly on a plantation.
In the young days, they used to play to our boys, you know. They had boys used to play from boys' village.
Oh, yeah.
No, man in Challenger, Nelly's father.
Yeah.
He used to be the boy. Yes, he used to play.
They used to play. Oh,
no, not them from our world. Nelly over here. One of them brothers. Nelly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ned is still alive in the
inquiry.
Yeah. Yeah. Used to be police, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, he's in there.
Yeah.
How did you happen to go to Curacao? Did you just said there was work there?
Well, I was thinking, I went in the oldies. You know? In the oldies, I went 1941. I get the permit 1941. But I spent Christmas home to watch bull and clown and bull eye and so on. And then I went away the 9th of January. To kill yourself. I wrote to the company and asked. So I get permit from them to come.
Oh, I see. How did you know about the work?
The work?
Yeah, how did you know about the work? Was it advertised or something?
No, nothing on advertised, but I had a family that went
before. Oh, I see. Okay.
Got a brother down there, and he get it down.
Okay.
And so he gave me all the address, green ready down the road.
But then you had to get permission from where you were working to go, right?
Get permission from the oil refinery, from the office, the company.
Yeah.
No, it's not good here. You don't have to get permission to go there.
No.
If you're working here and you want to go away,
and
leave and go.
They try to block you today. Yeah. We're looking to block people. Yeah. When they ask them here, they say, we're thinking, I understand they ask them. And the answer is that all they have is old people.
Yeah.
They didn't want him to go.
The way these company businesses work in the States often is that they get the workers in debt, and so it's like slavery. The way it is, what your race is, if you work in that company, you borrow, they make you borrow money to live on when you start, and you never get paid off, and you can't leave because you owe the money. As long as you owe the money. That's what I was wondering about. It didn't work that way.
When I worked 3 months with the company, they give me back all my spending and make me sign a contract to work for them with this amount.
Well, that's good. That's nice if that's set. Yes. It's not determined by economics,
And then they send for my family too.
Yeah, well, that's great.
Send for the family.
Okay, well, listen. What time do you have to get back?
It's 12:30. Can we talk a little more? Yeah, we talk about half one.
Half hour? 1:30.